Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, AKA without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo.
Hey everybody, welcome to this quickie. I think for right now I'm going to call it, what am I going to call it? I guess I'm going to call it a taboo tonic. So just a quick dose of maybe it's a medicine, maybe it's an antidote, maybe it's just an inquiry or something for you to feel into, to taste, and to explore for yourself. So this is the first mini quickie taboo tonic that I have for you today. So let's do this. Things have been interesting recently. There's a lot that I want to share with you, but I'm going to share it in bite-sized doses. So if you've been hanging in my sphere for a bit, you know that I am all about celebrating the highs and inviting people to expand into the portals of infinite possibility. And I'm all about being transparent about the real stuff too. So not just the highlight reels or the IG reels, which we can't even do. We're not even allowed to on our account for some reason. That's a whole other story, but that's all right. But the real, the good, the messy, the ugly, the wild, the silly, the sassy, the sexy, the sad, the abundant, the provocative, the full spectrum. That's what I'm here for. Because that, all of that, that is real. And yes, it can feel crunchy, it can feel confusing, and it can really feel chaotic and even shitty sometimes to let people in on and to share. And everybody knows what their threshold is for sharing and what feels right for them. For you, maybe it feels right to transparently share it all. And maybe that's like, that always feels like your truth. Or maybe there's certain times or things that you're dealing with where it's like, yeah, I'm going to share it all. But other times when you're like, nope. And so maybe it only feels good to offer slivers and glimpses. Or maybe sharing nothing at all is the most soul-aligned thing for you. Because after all, you don't owe anyone anything. And social media isn't a show where you have to show up in a certain way and perform, right? It can sometimes feel like this performance, at least that's how I can feel. I don't know if I'm alone in this or if you feel the same way too, but I think I did view it as a performance for a while. And of course there are times when it feels like more of that and then times when it just feels raw and authentic, but I really choose not to view it as having to look or be a certain way. I believe that it really gets to be a pure expression of self if you choose for it to be so. You get to really use it for whatever purpose you want to. And when I say it, I mean social media. I mean any aspect of your business, really. And so when you choose pure expression and choose to have your social media platform be that place for pure expression, that can come in words, images, symbols, sounds, and energetic codes, but it can also come in the liminal. Expression comes in the silence, in the sacred pause as well. So what I want to take a stand for is normalizing the natural rhythms of life. We have so much we can learn from the tides, the seasons, and the cycles. And yet there's this incessant pressure to be a certain way, to do a certain way. And ooh, it just like makes me feel like nauseous and blah, and also bored. Like, I think that's boring personally. I don't want any more cloned copies filling up my newsfeed, and I don't want to perpetuate cookie cutter social templates that have to follow XYZ structure to boost the algorithm. No, I'm not here for that. Because your truth, your energy, your alignment, your expression, your magic, those things infinitely eclipse the algorithm. And I think you know that. I think we all know that. But it can feel so much easier sometimes to blindly, just automatically on autopilot, follow that paved path, to beat to the same drum, to outsource your power to proven systems. And I get it. I have been there more times than I can count. And I've been there recently too. And I'll talk more about that in another episode coming soon. But honestly, I'm just so tired and depleted from these regurgitated formulas. I'm over it, and I'm going to be offering up some real truth tonics over the next couple of episodes. So I offer you this tonic today for you to feel into, to see if it feels in alignment for you, and to ask yourself this question of whether or not it feels good to share just the reels, the highlight reels, or, you know, the Instagram reels or whatever, over the real, real stuff. And what if we shared more of our real over our reels? So the full spectrum, what would shift? What would change? What would be made possible for you, for your community, for the world at large? I'll leave you with that. And in the next episode, I'm going to be sharing more about something that I'll be exposing. I'm going to be exposing something that most business owners would keep a secret. So stay tuned for that one.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.